Greetings, everyone out there in Pacifica land. This is Lisa Davis. I'm the chair of the Committee to Investigate Allegations of Racism, Sexism, and Other Forms of Discrimination. It is November 24th, and it is 8:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For this call, we have invited people from the COIs throughout the network. We have some of them on the call with us, and we will be having a very energetic and important discussion about how these committees can work together. So that's sort of right now what is currently on the agenda currently, and I'm going to ask right now for a roll call vote, and then we will proceed from there. Thank you so much, and thank you for joining and listening in, and please continue to support Pacifica and its sister stations and affiliates. Yosh, would you like to call the roll call right now, please? Thank you.
Yes. A.C. Bird, Doc Sassoon, Joe Wanzala, Lisa Davis.
Present.
Mary Dennis, Mitchell Cohen, Nia Bediako.
Present.
Zareya Sayadi. Tracy Rosenberg.
Present.
Leslie Sassoon. Yosh Yamanaka is present. Visitor Kathy Davis.
Present.
You. Lisa, we have four members present, plus Kathy, and we need six for quorum, so we have not made quorum.
Okay, well then what I'm going to propose, that we go into a committee of the whole, and that we will begin with the discussion about working with the COI and how we can work with each other and help to perhaps develop certain developmental procedures that can help make the work of these committees go more smoothly. Because one of the things, one of the mandates of this committee, the Committee to Investigate Allegations of Racism, Sexism, and Other Forms of Discrimination, was brought in earlier in the year by the TNB, and part of its mandate was for us to work with the committees of inclusion and for them to provide periodic reports with us and for us to work on best practices together. So I'm very, very, very happy for all those who could join tonight. I know it's the end of the year. I know that this is a hectic season. A lot of people have family obligations and the holiday seasons and all of that. So I really do appreciate the participation of all those who could be on this call tonight. And I know we cannot officially approve the agenda or anything like that, but one of the things that is on this agenda that I'm going to still ask if we would do, and that is with the upcoming day that is coming up, and we know that there's been, you know, a lot of mixed emotions about Thanksgiving for various reasons. It's family time, but we also know that there's another side to this issue, and I would like to ask that we take a moment. Did somebody just come on the call?
Ray? It's Ray.
Hi, Ray LaForce. How are you? Right, he's a WBAI member of the COI, had been a director for about 3 or 4 years, and had participated in the COI as a director, and now he's an LSB member. Ray, I was just about to ask if we could take a moment of silence to pay homage to the indigenous people of this land and all of the sacrifices and their contribution for freedom and freedom of oppressed people everywhere. So if there's no objection, I would like to ask that we take a few minutes to just pay the homage to their legacy now. And I thank everyone for that. And I certainly know for my part that I want to do things that are more than just symbolic, especially around these times, to show that I stand in solidarity with their issues and their struggle. We must remember that there was a land that existed here and traditions and cultures long before visitors came and named this country America. Okay. So,
Lisa?
Yes?
Hi, this is Kathy. I just wanted to, since you did this, I wanted to give it a tribute. And I know that a lot of African-American people do have some indigenous descent, though not usually recognized. But my great-grandmother was Wappinger. And most of the natives of New York State have disappeared into other cultures. So I just wanted to give a tribute to my great-grandmother, who's Wappinger.
Well, all right. Anybody else have anything that they would like to add or their way of paying tribute or recognition? Well, Dave, and I thank you so much for that.
Then I'll just share that I saw a program last night on the History Channel, which went to indigenous people and all the atrocities committed against them. It's just heartbreaking.
It's absolutely horrible, and I think, you know, we have to learn how to not just accept the traditional hypocritical stories pertaining to holidays. We can give them other meanings as well, and so that's one of the ways. But like I said, I know people are conflicted. It's also family time, and everybody likes to take a day to give true thanks. But let it be. I hope that there will come a time that there can really be a true day that is not rooted in any kind of genocide or anything like that, where we can all truly sit down and really say thank you, you know, and in the true meaning of what that's supposed to be about. Okay, now if no one has any other the comments to add, I would like to go into the discussion about the committees of inclusion. One of the things that I did, I sort of was looking at the bylaws, and I sent an agenda out, which I hope all of you have received, and I also sent something out about what the bylaws says in terms of what the COI is supposed to be doing, its duties, and also what this committee is now supposed to be doing as well. And so what I did was, because I truly want this to be a very genuine discussion, I know sometimes the climate of the Pacific can be very political, so I want to leave all the politics, put them in the trash can tonight, just leave them by the wayside, and let's just get into a real forward-moving discussion about the importance of the Committee of Inclusion and how we can maybe help develop some implemental procedures that can help them along with their work. And also, this is a two-way thing. It's not just about them. It also will give us some direction, too, about how we can proceed as well. And so what I did, I just put out some suggestions. This, of course, this conversation does not have to be limited to these suggestions, but basically I pulled out the duties in the agenda, and hopefully we can kind of gear the conversation somewhat around some of the duties. Would anybody like to read? This would be section 6 of the agenda that we could not accept because we don't have a quorum. But maybe just for the people that are listening, if somebody would like to read section 6 right through part E. Do I have any volunteers?
I'm sorry, you want to read part A?
No, well, section 6 of the agenda. Does everybody have the agenda that I sent out?
Okay. Yeah. Matthew,
would you like to read that section, just that whole thing, right? Just so the folks at home can
Okay. It
right.
says, Committee of the Whole discussion with the COI, 60 minutes. Discussions will include, but is not limited to, discussing and implementing procedures pertaining to the following duties of the COI as outlined in the bylaws, and that's Committee of Inclusion. Monitor both station programming and staffing in consultation with the LSB, that's A. B is monitor the diversity of election candidates and work with the LSB's appropriate committees to improve the diversity of election candidates at the local and national level. They shall monitor this in consultation with the GMs and LSBs. The status of such reports are to be published and maintained in each respective radio station. Six, underrepresentation of communities shall be reported to the board, the LSBs, and station management, so that station management and the appropriate LSB committees can make future decisions about staffing, programming, and candidate outreach. D, make quarterly reports to the board and the LSBs on the status of diversity within their radio station area. Upon review of such reports, the board shall monitor and query radio stations underrepresented communities and address plans for increasing participation among such communities. C, develop and find new ways to increase recruitment efforts.
Okay, thank you very much. So, I thought, like I said, we could begin by taking these points and discussing ways that I one of the things that I think, and please, every, you know, the people join in, because a lot of times you can give these lofty goals and you can tell people, okay, this is what you're supposed to go out and do. But if you don't identify the tools and the resources that are available to help these committees along with their work, then it makes it a little more difficult to accomplish things and to get things done. And so I'm hoping that part of the purpose of this call can begin to give a little bit more form and like a unified structure that can act as a guide for the various COIs to operate under. And so I think that's part of what we should be doing on this call. Does anybody have anything else to add to that? Okay, great. Well, okay, let's
just ask one question. Lisa, did you or somebody else make the connections between the, I mean, establish the need for us to do that, the connection between the work of that committee and the COI? Of your committee and the COI, is that, have we discussed at all, the, you know, the link between the two jobs?
Right, let me just read this, what was, what was said about the what the COI, I mean, what this group is supposed to be doing, because like I said, its mandate was broadened with the motion that was passed earlier this year. And I'll just take a few minutes to just read some of it, especially as it pertains to the COI. The motion that was passed at the beginning of this year said that the Committee to Investigate Allegations of Racism and Sexism will be renamed the Committee on Racism, Sexism, and Other Forms of Discrimination. This committee shall be responsible for coordinating investigations of allegations of racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination by members of the local station boards and the Pacifica National Board, after procedures for such investigations have been approved by the PNB. In addition, the committee's responsibilities will include, well, A, receiving periodic reports from each sister station's committee of inclusion and promoting information sharing, cooperation, and use of best practices by these committees. And then it goes on, you know, but this is the part of the motion that pertained specifically to the committee of inclusion. But I'll just read just for the sake of understanding the rest of this motion. B, studying and offering recommendations on foundation policies to monitor and eliminate racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination at all levels within the institution. And two, in addition to the current membership, well, then that just increased the amount of people that were going to be on the committee. So this is a mandate that was broadened. And this actually is really the first meeting that we've had in terms of with the COI to discuss, you know, ways that we can help each other out.
Thank you.
Sure. Right.
Well, I had a quick suggestion in terms of the way this is laid out.
Yes, please.
A includes two items which I always felt were very, and the committee also always felt were very important, and important enough to be considered separately. So I would consider monitor station programming as one item, and the staffing as a separate one. So my recommendation would be to put them, you know, call that one A and B and move the letters all the way down. Okay. You just add one, you know, so that, because I think programming and staffing are two important issues that you stand alone.
Okay. No problem. I'm just, I just took it as it was worded.
I'm sure about that.
Right. I just took it as it was worded in the bylaws, but no, I have no problem. So I guess what we can do, what I would like to suggest, is that we just look at both of these, if there's no other, you know, issues with this, and look at both of them, you know, break them down, and then look at the kind of tools that are in existence or that maybe need to be in existence so that these committees, because once these things are identified, they will also help this committee, the committee to investigate allegations of racism and sexism in its work too. But I think that we definitely need to try to get some kind of uniformity in terms of various procedures. Like when they say, okay, monitor diversity, well, how do you really do that? You know, we need to have the tools to do that. So let's start with where it says to monitor both station programming and staffing in consultation with the LSV, and we can break it down first with programming and then with staffing as well, in terms of ideas that we need to do in order to do that. Okay, so does anybody have any suggestions for how to monitor station programming?
This is Kathy.
Yes.
I think it might be a good idea to just take a survey. I know at WBAI we're about to institute new program changes.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just be interesting to see what the status of various representations are now and what they would be as a consequence of the program changes, just mm-hmm. to see.
Okay, So this would be a survey, I guess, to specifically that would deal with the demographics of the program.
Yeah, I mean, I think a program director could probably supply that, but you know, maybe the producers could supplement it. But just to see what it is, I think actually WBAI is very good. I think where BAI lacks is in women's programming more than cultural differences. I think we have 90% men to 10% women on WBAI.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, amazing. But this is where I like to look. I looked at it a little bit differently, even though it is listed in the bylaws. In the other in which you presented it, I think we felt the way the committee at BAI has worked was. Although some of the work could be done in a parallel way, it was first to, I'm thinking this differently, identify the demographic of the community first, see what is the community, what is comprised of, racially, in terms of different groups, people who are maybe immigrants, people who are other. What's your term again? Disabled so once you look at what comprises the community, and through various tools such as government statistics, community organizations, and so on, different institutions, and interaction with specific organizations that themselves would guide to you further as to how to. Get to know the communities better, and so on. Then once we know what the like, then compare that in the three areas that we have here, compare that to how is that community reality compared to the staff at the station. There's a staff along those similar lines, there's a staff mirror, more or less, or to what extent is it different from what the community looks like? And then we do the same thing in terms of programming, and last but not least, in terms of the presence of those various elements of the community among individuals running for the local board.
Okay, and I hear what you're saying, but what I would like to propose doing, if it's okay, and because we will definitely get into that, and that's, you know, all very important, what you just said, but I would like that what comes out of this is, like I said, some kind of implementation of the procedures that people can use, the tools. Like, for example, even if we just say, okay, take a survey or work with the program directors to get the demographics, perhaps what needs to happen so that when the COI is going forward, like, for example, if a survey gets developed, and I don't see where this should be a problem, then maybe there could be a survey that could be developed if, you know, we decide that it needs to happen, that all five stations could use in terms of trying to get the demographics of the programming or the producers, et cetera, or the staff at each station. That seems like it could be a survey or something that it seems like it could be developed. You know, it could go, like I said, per station. Of course, there would be room for each station if they thought that they had something that they needed to add to do that. But maybe we need to kind of get these kind of unified things in place such that whenever we have the COI, you know, because we know every year and many times the membership changes in terms of the COI, that could be something that's already in place that could help the COI, you know, help get them to a good start with their mission. And, of course, these things could also be used in terms of, because there might be other committees also. Like, I think some of the CABs, you know, might also be responsible for trying to collect certain kind of data. But if we can agree, maybe for Pacifica, like, kind of surveys, on a survey that could be asked or could be utilized to get this information. So I'm proposing that maybe something like that needs to happen.
This is Ray again. I'm not sure I understood what you said.
In other words,
the point I made earlier was that we have to look at the reality of the community and then see how does that reality compare to the programs that are coming out of the station. Does that station programming, I guess on a different level, but does that station program, are the programs in the station for those communities that are in a listening area? And second, also, does it respond to the needs of that community? So that's
right.
Why we're saying that procedurally, that we would look at what does the community look like, and then look at the three elements, programming, staff, and so on, how do those correspond to the reality of the... So I heard you say something a bit different. I didn't quite understand.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I think we're saying the same thing. I was just, commenting about the order in which to take issues. In other words, what I'm saying is, like, even if we were to deal with what you just said, dealing with the communities first, and I'm not talking about, like, which one we would deal with first. I was just talking about, like, very basic tools that we need to make sure we have in place so that we can get this information. Like, even if we were to say, okay, we need to work with getting community information first, but we need to have tools in place, you know, kind of structure in place that would help people to get that information. So what I was proposing, if we just went point by point, like, for example, if we said, okay, like, for example, monitor both station programming and staffing, then we need to make sure that we have surveys available, or maybe need to develop a survey that could be used, each station could use, so that they could get the programming, get the station programming, staffing information. And then with what you were just saying, which deals with, you know, community issues in terms of representation within the community, because that's very important. We need to make sure that we have tools in place so that people can get that information. And I guess what I'm saying, sort of proposing that part of this call be about working toward developing the tools to get them in place so that the various COIs can do this kind of work. You know, even like we like maybe to develop surveys if we need to. Like, how would you survey the community? How would you get that information? What are the various tools that are available to get that information? So, and I was just proposing that.
This is Kathy. I'm sorry. I want to be on the stack.
Oh, no problem. Please, you're on this. You're next. Ray, are you finished?
No, I can speak after. No problem if it's necessary.
Okay, Kathy.
No, I just wanted to point out that WVAI just lost half of its staff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's important for all of these committees to consider how we can help to rebuild WVAI. And New York City is like, for instance, as I'm sure many of the markets have vast diversity in the listening community or the potential of the communities that can listen and support WBAI. So I think it's important for the Committee of Inclusion to think about what the word community means and what it means to the various groups that listen or could potentially be listeners to our stations. And I think that could be a good first step, is when we say the community, what does that mean? And how many people does that include in terms of racial groups, ethnic groups, and really examine what our constituencies could be, rather than, start from one place, but really look at what's out there and see how we can serve the people of our particular markets. So when we say community, I think it's important to determine what that word means.
Okay. Ray, are you on the...
Yeah, well, I could ask. I mean, there's a segment that deals somewhat with that you didn't put, but the section you put, does it define community? Just talks about for the board to monitor underrepresentation of communities in their respective radio station areas. With that being said, I'd like to correct myself a bit. I think that if necessary or if possible, we can do some of the work, simultaneously. Not the whole committee, if it's big enough, doesn't have to do all the work going to the community first. Although I think different levels of difficulty. For example, in BAI, in terms of attempting to find out who the candidates were for the LSB, what we did simply was to write a letter to the election supervisor, to the local station election supervisor. Now, we didn't get an answer for a variety of reasons, but I believe that the mandate of that supervisor already said that there was supposed to be a report. I know that nationally, when we had contacted the national election supervisor, that he had said yes, that they would try to collect information from the candidates and forward it to the committees of inclusion. One of the difficulties there is that when you run for LSBs, disinformation is not mandatory. So that individuals who do not want to provide that information don't have to give it. So therefore, that is a potential for us not to have access to a complete picture as to who exactly is running for office and who's not.
Right. I took this language almost verbatim from the bylaws. So I just that's how they had it in their reference. So I just took it verbatim in terms of what the bylaws defined as the duties of the COI. So this is not my language, but I just wanted
to. No, I didn't mean that. I was saying that if we take those three requirements, the area we have to look at, that some of them are the community. Looking at the community is the hardest one, it's the broadest one. As I said, the practical work, although there are many other ways maybe to do it, in terms of knowing who the candidates were, was to go to election supervisor. That would be one major way to do it. And say, listen, can you give us a list for this particular station as to give us a cross section as who's running for office? Similarly, in terms of the staff, we had written a letter to the GM. And another letter could go to the respective unions. And then I guess if there is disagreement in the figure, then we would have to find a way to work that out. So both from the GM and from the unions as to who the staff is.
Excuse me? This is Kathy. I'm not clear. I'm not understanding, Ray, what you're saying.
I'm saying that, well, I've been a few points. One of them was saying that the getting information as to what is the community is a much more complex job than finding out who's on staff and who are the candidates for local board.
To what does that extent, have I'm to sure, do with our community?
Nothing. The mandate of the committee is to look at the community, see, I agree with you, we have to define how we define the community. We have to decide that. But once we have those communities and we know what those communities look like, then we have to see how those communities are represented on the staff, in programming, and on local session board.
But I thought the objective was to serve the communities, not to create quotas.
I didn't think I was. I was saying that the mandate of the committee is specifically to look at what is a community and how those communities represented on the local session board in a similar way to their reality, how they represented, are they comparatively represented in staffing and how represented in programming. That's the mandate of the Committee of Inclusion. And then that's the first thing. And then if the representation is poor, then try to identify why it is poor and make a recommendation as to how to improve that. So that comes after.
All right. Kathy, did you sort of answer your question for you?
I think so. Thank you.
Okay. But what I would like to do, because everybody's bringing up such valid points, but I want to just take things a little piecemeal, because what I don't want to happen is that we have a conversation and then, you know, the call is about 9:31 right now, and we don't end with some concrete resolutions that we could suggest as proposals that we can begin to work with in terms of developing some of the tools. Because everybody's talking about these great issues, and there will certainly be more discussion at some point, probably within the COIs. But I would at least like some kind of consensus to come forward on some of the things that we can get consensus about. And so I'm a kind of a big stickler for some of the little details. So I just want to take it back one moment and take it kind of like point by point a minute so that we can say, okay, yes, this is what we can do. We can agree that maybe this needs to happen to be able to get this information and so forth. And then we can definitely get into more about the communities and how do we, you know, how do we define the communities and how do we go about gathering information about, you know, the listening audience. But one of the things, again, just to take it back a moment to A, when it says monitor both station programming and staffing in consultation with the LSB, and that information is kind of easy to get. And I think, Kathy, you had, did you say take a survey? Did you recommend that? Had you said something about that earlier?
Well, I think it's important. Like, I just feel that it's important that the Committee of Inclusion, as well as the committee that you chair, look at things objectively.
Right.
Because I find that certainly at WBAI, we have a large proportion of racial balance. We do not have a proportion sexual balance. So I would really just like to look at it, what it is, and not presume that we know what it is.
Right. So, okay, so to that idea, in terms of maybe one of the things we can come to a consensus about tonight is that there needs to be a survey developed in which we can get this information pertaining to programming and, I guess, staffing. And this is something that could be implemented throughout the various signal areas. Can we come to some kind of consensus about that step of this?
Yes.
Did I hear somebody say something?
That was Yost. Yes, you have my vote on that.
Yost, your voice is sounding so very different.
I'm sorry, I had it on speakerphone.
Okay.
But, you know, I just want to reiterate that I think Kathy has a headquarters.
Okay. So can we come to some consensus about that part of this?
Do I hear any objection?
Yeah, that we develop a survey. That we develop. Yeah, I think one has to be...
Develop.
I'm sorry.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay, so I just wanted to... This one, A, develop a survey. That could be used by all the stations. To get the information, I'll put to get the information in point A to be used. And maybe as some of us can, you know, decide to set up a working committee or whatever with people who can begin to kind of put together a survey, you know, a proposed survey that can be used by all stations for point A. I'll just abbreviate. Okay. For point A. Oh, hi, Evelyn. Thank you so much, Dr. Thune. She's our KPFT. Well, you all know that. I forget you know her. You and Kathy know each other. And Evelyn, for your information, we have Kathy Davis on the line from WBAI, who's the director representative of the COI. And we have Ray LaForest, who's also WBAI, who had been on the COI as director for quite a while, and he's still a part of the COI.
Okay.
And I don't know if you saw the agenda that I set out, but we just are
yes.
We're right now going through the duties, right, and trying to see the things we can come up with. And one of the things to address point A in terms of the duties of the COI, where it says monitor both station programming and staffing consultation with the LSB, we have came to a consensus that there needs to be a survey developed that the various signal areas can use, the COIs on the various signal areas can use, to get information pertaining to the demographics of the staff and the programmers. And now we're moving on to part B, which says monitor the diversity of election candidates and work with the LSB's appropriate committees to improve the diversity of election candidates at the local and national level. Now, I thought I had heard that at one point there was a questionnaire that went out with to the people running for the board, you know, trying to get their demographics. And I know all of this information is voluntary, but did anybody, was that in effect at some point? Does anybody recall that?
I know. Getting demographics at KPFT is a really difficult issue. And the difficulty lies more with management than it does unpaid staff.
All right.
So,
but
we don't even know the demographics of our listeners. So,
that's going to be coming up under number C. that's the biggie. These are the easy ones where we can say, okay, well, maybe there are some things we can do to get this information. I thought I had been talking to somebody. In fact, I had been talking to Bob Lederer, and I thought that he said that at one point that there had been a survey sent out to to candidates that were running that wanted to run for the LSBs, and you know a questionnaire that they could fill out that was that they could fill out voluntarily, but that would give demographic information about who these people are and the areas that they live in. And then I don't think I saw that when I was running. Does anybody recall ever filling anything like that out?
I've never filled anything like that out.
Okay.
I've never seen anything like that, so I don't know
right.
What they set up.
Well, this is Ray. Not this election, but the one before that, I believe, is when the National Election Supervisor accepted to... Normally, this should really be done probably on the local level, meaning that each local election supervisor would have a list of who's running and would be able to give the representation of those people to that COI. But I don't know. It was not done at the AI. We sent a letter to the election supervisor, and she did not answer us. But I know, as I said, that the national election supervisor had been, there was a request, and actually I'm the one who had made that request, and that he had agreed to do so. So I could look for what the result was, although that would have been, at this point, it would be older information. So we can try to have it, see what kind of questions we're asked, and so on.
All right. Because maybe one of the proposals that could come out of this call would be that this information be included, that when the election supervisors send out when information is given to the people who are running for the LSBs, that you know, there'd be a questionnaire included with this that would be returned to the election supervisor, and then at some point that information, because we need to make sure that it's put in a place that we can access it whenever we need to, and we can determine where. Evelyn,
I'm
you
sorry,
have something
Kathy
to say?
On the stack.
Oh yes, I'm sorry, that's you, Evelyn.
No, that was someone else.
This is Kathy on the stack.
Right, but who else did? Oh, Yost. So Kathy Yost. Did I hear somebody else who wanted to be on the stack? Okay, so Kathy and then Yost. Well, anyway, I'm going to recommend that maybe we fill out that we develop a questionnaire, or that we ask that a questionnaire be developed, that it would go to all of the people who want to, the potential candidates, you know, for the LSBs, and that this information be collected and, you know, be put in a centralized place, so that way we can get this very important information, which is part of the requirements in the bylaws, that this information be taken about the various people that are running, and then to at some point determine based on this if there are more communities that we need to reach out to get them involved in the station. Okay. So Kathy, you're next.
Thanks. I mean, I understand the intention of what you're saying, but I feel that it's discriminatory and against the law to have people required to tell what their race is or what their ethnicity is. I don't think, you know, it's against the law for us to do that to people. And I think it would be wrong to hold the elections based on race, ethnicity, or any of those things. So I think we should be cautious about having any kind of litmus test. I think I object.
Can
I get on the stat?
Oh, sure.
And then put Ray after Otto.
Right. So Yost, Doc, and then Ray. Okay, well, just one point. I just want to just take a moment to just respond to Kathy. This information would be done voluntarily. They wouldn't be required to fill it out, but they could be asked to fill it out. One of the things that this is definitely in the bylaws, that we get this information, but they would be asked to do it on a volunteer basis. But it wouldn't be a requirement for them to fill it out. Okay, Yost?
I just wanted to comment that our local station, last year we had 5 Hispanics on our board, 5 out of 24, which is a fairly decent number.
Yes, we cannot hear you. Right, we can't hear you well at all. You sound like almost a robot.
Well, I'll try to speak up. Anyway, can you hear me?
It's the quality of it.
Well, if you can't hear me, maybe I should just be quiet, but I'm trying to say that at KPFK last year, we had 5 Hispanics, and 4 of the Hispanics, their terms had expired or were expiring, and all 4 of them decided that they would not run. And although there may have been a few Hispanics that were running for the LSB last year, none of them got elected. So we're down to 1 Hispanic. So we went from 5 Hispanics to 1 Hispanic. And, you know, I don't know how one can legislate, you know, what the demographics should be or could be. It's just, the voters are going to vote. And if you don't have enough candidates, if you only have two or three candidates and they don't have enough votes, then they're not going to make it to the LSB. That's all I had to say. Thank you.
You're welcome. Doc?
Well, I think part of what, you know, we're required to do in this quest for diversity is to try to recruit and ensure that we have a sufficient amount of diversity. and without knowing, you know, who's even on staff, because a lot of times, you know, I've been on the LSB for, this is my second full term. Most of the people that are paid staff, unpaid staff, I never see them. Because they're in the station when they do their shows, and then they're gone. So without a, you know, because somebody has a show that maybe doesn't sound black or doesn't sound Hispanic, doesn't necessarily mean that they're not. So you just, you know, we have to have a way of knowing what our demographics look like. And the best way to do it is to ask people. And, you know, we get into this thing of not wanting to ask, but then CPB has certain requirements they want us to maintain, and that has to do with diversity. And, you know, we don't do really good at that at KPFT. There are only two African Americans on the LSB, and only one is active. So, you know, we only this year finally got a couple of Hispanic people. And Houston has a large Hispanic community that we serve. And so we have to, in order to do our job better, we need to know the demographics. We don't even know the demographics of our listening audience for the most part. And I don't know how you do programming to entice listeners and members without really understanding your demographics so that you know what it is you're doing. You know, I know you can't mandatorily demand that somebody fill it out, but you can ask. And most people don't mind, especially if they understand why they're being asked. And, you know, I think another thing we don't do well is explain things as to why it's necessary instead of just, you know, sticking in an envelope and saying, fill this out. I just think we need to do better in terms of what we say our mission is. Because across the board, a lot of the conflict that we have is, I think, a lot of it is lack of communicating well.
Doc, are you through?
Yep.
Because if you are, Ray, then you're next on the stack.
Well, I agree with what Doc said. That's right. I want to maybe correct what the question of what I said for Kathy. I'm not sure what the litmus test is. What I was saying is that, as Doc said, for one thing, CBB has a requirement that we meet some balance in our staff and programming and so on to be eligible for funding. So that now, the way it was done the last time, the national election supervisor said, maybe it's better if it's sent on a local level, send it not to people. And the reason it was done that way, it was that the statement was going to all the candidates to begin with. So we could use that same opportunity, and it would have the prestige of the national election supervisor behind it. And it explained that the ballots are created something called the committees of inclusion, and that was the goal with this and that to do. And that to do it properly, they needed to know the demographics within the listening area. And that this was a completely voluntary step, action. And that, however, they're asking people if they had no objection to, you know, to assist us in knowing, you know, who they were and so on, and it put in different categories that people could use and so on. And that's all. It was absolutely, and people wanted to fill it up, did, and it was a self-identify. People could identify themselves the way they wanted to, and that's the way it was done. Now, maybe that tool is not enough because some people don't answer. So we might have to think about additional tools. But at this point, I cannot think of any better one.
Right, and just to put myself back on the stack, because this can tell us so much information, but like I said, and I hear your concern, Kathy, because everything would be in terms of how it is asked, and like I said, if you explain one of the things with the programming committee that we just sent out applications in WBAI, we're currently in the process of seating people in that committee, but and we had some of this discussion, and so we worded it in such a way and to make them understand that, you know, in order for us to keep with the mission of diversity. We would like for you to please fill out this information so you can tell us something about yourself. But I'm kind of glad that we did that, because just from looking at the applications, and I won't get into too much detail, some applications we didn't get from any community, that we had put the PSAs out on the over the airwaves and all of that. So that goes to tell us in one way right there, in terms of there are some people that we need to really do a little more outreach. Like, I don't know, even when I look at our board, although it is diverse to a certain extent, but there certainly could be more diversity on the board. There are some groups that we just don't have at all. And so this would just be one way, you know, but of course we would take great care in terms of how we go about asking this, and certainly this information would not be utilized to prevent anybody from participating. But I think it would help to gauge us in terms of, because we need to know, why aren't some people applying for these to be on the board, although we can understand why they wouldn't. But anyway, we need to get an understanding of that if stuff like that is going on.
Kathy on the stack?
Yes. You're next.
No, I think, am I next?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think you're right. I just think that we have to do some serious research into the communities, the various communities of New York City, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania. We have such a broad spectrum in our broadcast, and I'm sure that this is true for all of our sister stations. I think that there has to be an effort to really look at who we need to reach out to. And there's got to be some connection with our programming and who we reach out to. I mean, so I think that there are a lot of ways of looking at developing diversity and reaching out to communities underserved.
Well, then, can I just put this down? This, of course, can be revisited. You know, these are just proposals, ideas, and maybe we can even come up, you know, from this call with the task force that can just kind of work drawing up certain kind of things or whatever, and then if people wrote it down and say, no, it's not good, they can say it's not good, but to at least look into. Can I just include the possibility of developing questionnaires that people who are running for the LSB to fill out, and we can examine that further? Is that okay to do that?
Oh, that, sure.
Okay.
I think we should examine everything.
Oh, yeah, okay. Ray, you were saying?
I agree, and I think that tomorrow I can look for that email that was sent to, I don't know why, I'm surprised some other people that received it, but I'm pretty sure I received an email from the National Election Supervisor telling me what the questionnaire will look like, so I could send it to everybody so you can see. And if you know, it should be could modify it in whatever way we feel appropriate.
Right. And also just another thing about this questionnaire, because I don't know, not every signal area goes out to just one city, you know, WDAI area, there's New Jersey and all over, so this would also give us information about the areas, too, you know, that people are responding and all that. So,
the question I was talking about was specifically for the LSB candidate. So it was sent to all those candidates with a document that told them how to register and whatever. That those documents they sent to them, they added a questionnaire that says, you know, if you don't mind, it's a voluntary basis. This to assist us in filling out the requirement of the Committee of Inclusion. And there was they included the definition of the ballot definition, what the Committee of Inclusion would do, and said, if you don't mind, would you mind answering this and that question, and then so that we know who you are. So anyway,
exactly.
I would tell that.
Okay,
everybody.
This is Kathy. You want to respond, please?
Okay, sure.
I just wanted to say that I feel a little bit alerted when I realize that this is being done with the focus of the elections and the candidates, because I don't want this to become some kind of litmus test, as I said before.
Let Kathy finish.
Yes, let me finish. If we want to increase our outreach, then we need to make sure that people from reservations can become on our board. We need to reach out to communities that are Latino, so that they can become on our board. And I feel that our responsibility is to reach out to these communities so that they can understand their opportunity. But we should not and may not provide some kind of barrier based on race or anything else from anyone who wants to be a member of this board or a part of this community. Our objective, I believe, is to outreach, not to limit.
Can I say something about that? Because I don't know why. Maybe I'm not explaining well. This has nothing to do with outreach. This is before outreach to identify. For example, if we are if we look at the community, we look at the community included all those different groups, and when we look at the group of people who ran for office, we realize that half of this group in the community are not included in the candidate. That we would know that we have to reach to those other communities to say, hey, you know, there's a station called BAI, and one of the things you can do is to run people to represent the community on that local board. So the question is, doesn't have anything to do with outreach. The question is to know who the people who are running are, and to compare that to what the community looks like.
What is the purpose of that?
To respond to what the requirement of the bylaws is.
Right, but people, just for the sake of time and to kind of move things along, because we've been doing pretty well, but Kathy, your concern is definitely well noted, and believe you me, it's all about ways to increase diversity. And just the reason why the election thing came up, I just took things down in the order that it was listed in the bylaws. But we know that we have the underrepresentation of communities, and I thought that these two issues would be kind of relatively easier things to deal with, because we know in terms of getting out into these communities and how we access what is going on with our listenership in terms of representation, that takes a lot more work. But it is outlined specifically in the bylaws that we have to monitor the diversity of election candidates and work with the LSBs. And I just went in order of the way that it was said in the bylaws. But having said that, and like I said, and taking into consideration, Kathy, your well-stated concern and the fact that we said we would just put this down as something to look into, you know, and we could work on, and then, of course, this committee or the board would absolutely have the final say of whether yes or no. I would like to ask if it's okay, then, that we move on, just so everybody knows it's right now 9:57, and we have not really gotten into the topic of underrepresentation of communities and how do we gauge what is going on with these communities and the diversity and demographics of the signal areas in which we live. So I would like to propose that we go forward.
A point of personal privilege.
Yes?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm over visiting with my mother, and she has to make a 7 o'clock conference call, and I don't have my cell phone with me, so I'm going to have to hang up in about a minute. But before I do, I just wanted to point out that this one item on the agenda, which was to schedule the next meeting.
Because we were in a committee of the whole, can we do that? I guess we can. That's the only reason why we didn't go according to the agenda, because we never got quorum to pass it or anything. Can I take a poll of people? Or let me just, can we go look at this real quickly, just get an idea from who's on the call right now? Because we don't even have quorum yet. Is that okay if I do that real quickly? We've been sort of meeting around like the last week of each month, but next December might, February, I mean, December might not be a good time to do that.
Yeah, I'm not on KPFPX, so I don't know.
Right, I'm going there right now. My computer will hurry up and get there. I'm having issues with it not going to the server. Can I take a poll with people afterwards on the, that's the way I'll do that. Is that okay?
That's okay with me. I'm going to drive home right now, but I'll probably be on the road for the next half hour.
Okay. And thank you so much for joining.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Okay, good night, everyone. Okay, so like I said, the biggie in terms of the communities, reaching out into the communities and gathering information about the demographics. Does anybody have any suggestions for that?
Say that again, Lisa. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. When number C, which says underrepresentation of communities shall be reported to the board, the LSBs, and station management, so that station management and the appropriate LSB committees can make future decisions about staffing, programming, and candidate outreach. And so the big question with this, as far as in my mind, is how do we gather that information about our communities? What tools are available to do that?